Oceania. Lands, 29. Population, 39,508,267. Publishers, 96,088. Bible studies, 63,333. Now I understand. Frida, who is deaf, was overjoyed when she learned that she and the sister who conducts her Bible study would be joining the first sign language congregation in Papua New Guinea. The congregation was formed on March 1, 2013. Frida realized that her comprehension during the meetings was greatly improved when she put the publications aside and focused her attention on the signing and visual aids on the platform. This way, to her own surprise, she overcame her shyness about participating and began to comment several times during the meetings. In April 2013, she qualified to become an unbaptized publisher and is having success in encouraging other deaf people to come with her to the meetings. When asked why tears often run down her face during the meetings, she replied, "Because now I understand." She got into the wrong car. While driving to the field service group in Australia, Barbara pulled her car to the curb to check to see if she had brought her return visit book. Suddenly, the car door opened and a woman started to get in. "Excuse me," said Barbara, "but I don't think you have the right car." "I'm sorry," the woman replied. "I thought you were the woman who was picking me up." Seeing Barbara's Watchtower and Awake magazines, the woman said, "I used to get these magazines years ago from two ladies who taught me the Bible." Barbara happily gave the woman the magazines and later started a Bible study with her. Letters from God. Violet is an 82-year-old infirm sister in Christchurch, New Zealand. She regularly sends letters and Bible literature to nursing homes and hospices in her area. The home care nurses who deliver the letters said that the elderly residents eagerly await what they call their letters from God. Some read and swap their letters and literature with others, or read them aloud to those with poor eyesight. The home care nurses also said that the residents who read the letters and literature are calmer, more positive, and more peaceable than those who do not. Regarding her witnessing efforts, Violet says, "I feel that Jehovah is still using me to help others. Sharing the truth in this way is truly uplifting." She read about roses. "I've already read that." This unexpected response took Bernie by surprise one Saturday morning when she was offering the latest copy of the Watchtower on the island of Saipan. She wondered how Bernadette, a college student who answered the door, had already read the magazine. Bernie reached into her bag and pulled out a different magazine. "I've read that one too," Bernadette said. Puzzled, Bernie asked, "Where did you read these magazines? Are you one of Jehovah's Witnesses visiting here on vacation?" Bernadette explained that she was not a witness, but she had read the magazines online. One day, while looking for information about flowers on the internet, Bernadette typed the word roses and was intrigued by one of the search results. "Alluring Roses from Africa," an Awake article featured on the website of Jehovah's Witnesses. Bernadette told Bernie that she had enjoyed the article about roses so much that she decided to explore the website further. First, she concentrated on information about plants and animals, but soon discovered fascinating things about the Bible. Sensing Bernadette's interest, Bernie offered her a free home Bible study and returned later with the book, What Does the Bible Really Teach? By Bernie's third visit, she and Bernadette were discussing Chapter 1 of the book. About a year later, in November 2012, Bernadette was baptized. She made such rapid progress that her friends like to say that Bernadette ran into the truth. The website certainly gave her a fast start.